Okay, and good morning, everybody. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning for the Biz Talk Show. We have a good program lined up today. We have a very special guest today, and that's going to be our other co-host. That's going to be Tony Bush. So we'll be getting to Tony's story in just a few minutes. First of all, though, I do have also a co-host with me this morning, and that is one of the SCORE mentors, Mr. Greg Iyett. Greg, happy to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Randy. I'm very happy to be here.
Greg, you've been with SCORE now for about 6 months?
Right, about 6 months.
Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself, what you do in SCORE?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I recently retired after about 40 years in business. Got a background in marketing, sales, and operations, and as I was looking to, you know, kind of what I'm going to do in the next chapter of my life, I'd heard about SCORE, did some investigation, decided this was an area where I could apply what I have learned over the years and, you know, help small businesses and startups to be successful and, you know, get them on the right path.
Great. And so it's been, what, 6 months now?
Yep, 6 months.
Okay, well, good. And we're very happy to have you as the co-host today on the Biz Talk Show. So what we're going to do very quickly is tell you a little bit about SCORE, what we do here in the Fox Cities. The SCORE chapter right now has about 56 mentors. We offer free mentoring service to people who are starting up a business, have been in business for a while, looking for help, need things to be able to make their business run more smoothly. And as Greg said, we have people in just about every walk of business life to be able to help you, including people who are involved with the areas of intellectual property. Can be IT, can be technology, can help you with marketing, sales, any of the areas that you have any need or help for. All you need to do is to contact us at the SCORE website, which is foxcities.score.org, and sign up requesting some help, and we will get one of our mentors to work with you. We're part of an organization that is nationwide. There are almost 400 chapters throughout the country and a little over 11,000 mentors helping people out there. So we do a good job throughout the country to help small businesses succeed. That's our primary goal. Here we work all the way from the Fox Cities down through Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and the areas around Lake Winnebago. So again, if you're needing help to do something with your business, we do have mentors available for you. So please get online, give us a buzz. We'll try and work with you as quickly as we possibly can. In addition to the mentoring programs that we do, SCORE also offers a number of seminars each year. And this year, this particular week, we've got one coming up. I just want to tell you about real quickly. It's going to be on the idea of endless referrals. In other words, what is networking all about and how to use that to promote your business? This particular program is going to be in partnership with CAP Services. CAP is an organization here in Outagamie County that SCORE partners with. We're going to be doing this particular program on Thursday evening. That'll be June the 16th. It's going to be held up at the St. Joseph Resident Chapel in New London. So for those of you in that area, we'll be there from 6 until 8. Registration is going to be at 5:30. The program is free. So all you need to do, though, is to go out to the website, foxcities.score.org, and register for that particular program, and we'll try and help you learn what to do and how to do it when it comes to networking and advancing your business that way. So that's one of the other programs we have. One of the things I also would just like to take a moment to do is to thank our sponsors out there who help us put on the Biz Talk Show every week. Our sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, who offer business loans, business services for our clients. Albertson Hailing, CPAs, for those of you who need tax work and so on, just getting in touch with Kurt Hailing and his crew over there for your accounting needs. We also work with Legal Business Edge. That's Sarah DeBruin. She is a new sponsor of ours. So if you're looking for legal business help, she is an attorney here in the area and is a very fine business attorney for you. In addition, we also have Bank First National as one of the sponsors. Bank First National is going to be starting work on their new location out near the Fox Cities Mall coming very shortly. And then finally, we'll just a quick talk about Candeo Creative, which is the new name for the eBiz results. They are the people who have helped us put together our website, the website for BizTalkWithScore.org, and they've done a good job. They help us maintain that website and so on. It's now called Candeo Creative. They're out of Oshkosh. And the final one, just a note too, is of course to say thank you to the Business News. That is a publication every 2 weeks here in the Fox Cities that can give you all the information on what's happening in business throughout the area. Recommend that if you want to know what's going on, the Business News is an excellent publication for you to be involved with. So again, a very quick thank you to all of our sponsors and all the help that they give us for SCORE and for BizTalk. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, come back shortly, and introduce our very special guest today, Mr. Tony Bush. So once again, this is the BizTalk radio show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150.
You're out there, making life happen, and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And good morning and welcome back to the BizTalk radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. We have a co-host with us, Mr. Greg Iatt. Greg is going to be working with me today. And we have a very special guest today who is going to be Mr. Tony Bush. Tony's going to be talking about his particular business that he has, the Priora Cash Flow Program, and some of the other things that Tony's been involved with over the years with us here at SCORE. Tony, good to have you with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Good
nice,
to be here. Thank
nice
you.
To have you at a slightly different chair.
Different chair, yep.
It gives me a feeling of power to be at this side when I kind of work on that. In fact, a feeling of power, I find out we already have a phone call. So I'm going to get to that right away. Dan from Dale. Dan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
What is your question, Dan?
Well, I was on the Priora website and noticed this one piece of software called Priora Business, and I was just wondering if Tony could talk a little bit more about that and how that works. this, and what's the purpose of it for a small business? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, yeah, that is going to be very much part of what we're going to be talking about this morning. So, yes, we'll be covering that as we go along. To kind of get an introduction, though, Tony, a couple things have been happening. I know you've been with SCORE now for a number of years. I would like to find a little bit about your background on that. And then number two, you were the recipient of one of the Small Business Awards from the SBA this past week as a financial service champion. If you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Thanks, Randy. Every year for the last 30 years, the Small Business Administration has recognized nationally by each state different champions and different small businesses. And the award that they recognized me with was, it's called the Small Business, the SBA Financial Services Champion Award. And what that is, it's a recognition of a person's professional duties and how they might assist businesses through different advocacy efforts to help the businesses increase the availability, their understanding of accounting and financing services and so on. And it's very much in line with what SCORE does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much in line with what Priora does, which is the company I started in 2003.
Okay.
And other awards, there are 13 awards they give out. Small Business of the Year, Small Business Exporter, 8A graduate, a number of different awards. It's really nice ceremony. It's great that that's recognized. A lot of work goes into being an entrepreneur, and a lot of work goes into those people who are like attorneys and accountants and bankers, other entrepreneurs, consultants, SCORE mentors, and so on, who help entrepreneurs stay strong and healthy in our country.
Right, and as you said, that particular program was put on by the SBA and also co-hosted by SCORE.
Yes.
As SCORE is an affiliate of the SBA, so people understand. We're not actually a governmental organization, but we are affiliated with the SBA.
We're the good guys.
We're the good guys. But it's really great to have the recognition for all the work that you do, Tony.
Thanks.
Can you kind of give us a little bit of your background? I know everybody hears you on the radio every week, but what is your background as far as business and with SCORE?
Sure. Well, in 1974, I started a 30-year banking career, and I went through my banking career focused on business lending. I started out early as an analyst, analyzing financial statements, worked my way up through the lending ranks. I left and went to several different banks, became the president of a community bank. And then my last 3 years was working with a large credit union, managing their business loan portfolio. In 2003, using all of that experience that I gained from those resources along the way, and I did a lot of SBA lending, I thought, you know, there's a need for businesses out there to understand cash flow and understand how to budget and go into a bank and apply for a loan. And really, the bottom line is the business owner is really good at what they do, but they don't understand this financial stuff, and that keeps them up at night. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to make a difference. That's
okay.
What I did.
And what is the program is based on Excel spreadsheets and easy to understand?
Yep. In my first year of business, I didn't have any idea I was going to ever do any software.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the first year, after having had some clients, I realized that when the engagement was over, they were drifting back to their old habits, and they weren't staying with what we talked about during the engagement. So I decided to develop a program, and I call it Priora Business. It's an Excel program, and it does two things. It helps the business owner budget and manage their cash flow on an annual and monthly basis, and it also does a break-even analysis so the business owner can ask, how many widgets do I have to sell at what price to make what profit?
Okay.
Just kind of curious, Tony. It sounds like much of this is self-directed for your clients. How do you get involved with them once they start using the software?
Yeah, that's a great question, Greg, because a lot of business owners out there are looking for some way to get their arms around their numbers. They're good at what they do. The landscapers are great landscapers. Machine shop guys are great at machine shop. But they don't understand the numbers, and it's hard to really understand that when you're spending a lot of time working in your business. So the Priora Business System is designed to be a template that the business owner will put in their budget, they actually build a budget. How much am I going to spend on rent and wages and utilities and insurance each month? Where's my money going to come from each month? And how much do I have left at the end of each month? And you do that 11 more times, finish out the year. And what they, what happens is they get such a great understanding of their cash flow, they start to sleep better at night. They're making better decisions.
So it sounds like this could really work across a variety of businesses. It's really pretty general in nature.
It is. It is, and it does work well for profit companies, nonprofits, government units. I have a client in Alabama who has 5 Montessori campuses, and we built it so that you can have 10 units and have one for each unit, and they'll automatically consolidate into a corporate copy so the business owner knows what he's doing corporately by each unit.
Okay.
Yep. Great.
Well, I think we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking to Tony Bush, who is our guest today, the owner of the Priora Cash Flow Program. And this is the Biz Talk Show here on 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated in entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host this morning. The co-host with us today is Mr. Greg Iyett from our SCORE chapter, and our special guest this morning is Mr. Tony Bush with Priora Cash Flow Management. Real quickly, those of you out there who have any questions for us, you can give us a call here at the studio at 281-1150 in Appleton, or from outside the area on the TDS Metrocom line, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150, or you can always pick us up on our website, which is the biztalkwithscore.com. So you can tune us in there or listen to the programs later than we archive on there. So for everybody, you can go out to that website. Speaking of telephone calls, I guess right now we do have someone out there. Mary, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mary, what kind of question do you have for Tony today?
Well, I'd like to ask a question of Mr. Bush is, how would he explain to a small business owner if he tried to tell him how to understand to know if a job is profitable, a bid job, or a time and material job? How would he know that? How would he explain that to his client?
Okay, Tony, that's a
test question.
That's a test question? Okay.
That's a graduate school question. Thanks for the call, Mary. That's a great question, because there are a lot of business owners out there who are in the trades and they're doing bids to get their jobs. And what they really need to understand is, when they make a bid for a job, is it a profitable bid? And many times I'm finding that business owners who make bids will cost out the wages of the staff that's going to be working on a job. They'll cost out the materials on the job. They'll throw a little bit in for some fluff, and then they throw their profit on it. But what they're forgetting many times is the fixed cost of the company. Mm-hmm. Things that they have to pay whether they sell something or not, like loan payments to the bank, rent, insurance premiums, and a number of other fixed costs. So at Priora, what I did was I developed a product called the Job Profit Estimator. It's a free piece of software. If anybody wants it, they can email me and let me know. I'll send it to them. But it basically incorporates the history of the company last year, what percentage of your total costs were labor, what percentage of your total costs were material, and the remaining percentage is the fixed cost. So we incorporate that into the bid process, and people are then making more profitable bids, and they can measure how the job is performing because you got the bid column, you go back and fill in the actual column.
Is there also something that you add in there for contingencies when you're thinking about this type
yep,
of thing?
There's room for contingencies. There's room for any, quote, surprises you think might come along.
Okay. Mary, does that help you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary. That's a great question.
We appreciate that.
Thank you, and have a good day.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, Tony, you know, there's a lot of different things obviously involved in your program, but I want to just ask, because we do work with small businesses, which you have become. Right. How did you make that transition? Most of the time we don't find bankers who actually shift into small business. How did you decide on that transition?
Well, the old bankers never die. They just lose interest, you know.
Right. Thank you.
But basically, I was after 30 years in banking, and I really love business lending. I'm very proud of the relationships that I've had along the way, and I decided if I could make a difference in people's lives without controlling money, but help educate them and help them become aware of how to budget the cash flow of their company and generate a profit, that's what I wanted to do. And I believe this principle too, Randy. It's profit generate or cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow.
Okay.
I'll repeat that. Cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow.
You know, that's a great concept, and, you know, I've heard you mention that before, Tony. could you give maybe just a short illustration of, you know, how that works in terms of the differentiation between cash flow and profit?
You bet. Business owners need to understand that when they have debt, and by the way, debt is the biggest pressure on cash flow. There's really nothing else that's a bigger pressure than debt. But cash flow is basically how much cash is coming in the company, and when, and how much cash is going out of the company, and when, and then what's left. And an example to illustrate for you, Greg, is a company has a $30,000 profit at the end of the year, but there's only $3,000 left in a checking account. Where did the other $27,000 go? So the system prior business helps the business owner to get to understand that.
Great.
Because the vision of the company is applying financial literacy. That's the vision of Priora. I help my clients apply what they understand about their cash flow.
Okay. Now, it looks like we're lighting up the telephone this morning. Okay. So this one is Ed. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Ed, you've got a question for Tony?
Yes. First, Tony, congratulations on your award.
Thanks, Ed.
And we go back a long ways, and just a question, in what ways do you use all that years of banking experience to help your clients of Priora? And I'll take the answer offline.
Thanks, Ed. That's a good question, and it's like a lot of folks who have careers doing something, if it's a doctor, an accountant, or a tradesman, or just a laborer, whatever you're doing, you learn things along the way, and you gain some wisdom, and you get a better understanding of the back alleys, stuff you don't learn in a textbook. And when I was a business lender, I had the wonderful opportunity to work with some great folks, guys like John Rankin, who's one of the best bankers in the history of the city, I think. And it's not just because I worked with him, because he was a very bright guy. Arnie Seifert, he was the first senior lender that I worked for. Jerry Thorne, guy out of Sheboygan. And when you work with people like that, you pick up a lot of knowledge. But the key is, how do you apply it to your clients? And I always have been kind of an educator, and I always cared about, is the business owner really going to get this, or are they just here to get the money? What's the long-term plan, and do you understand what's going on in your business? Mm-hmm. So when I left banking, I decided I wanted to do something like this, but I never thought I'd have software. That came up about a year later when I realized I can help my clients, but then when I'm gone, I'm out of sight, out of mind, and they go back to their old habits.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen. So I built a system to help them stay on track.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ed, for the question on that.
And, that's a good question.
Can we switch over now to the other line? We have John. Are you still there?
Good morning.
Yes, John. You have a question for Tony?
Yes, you'll have to excuse the heavy breathing. I'm jogging.
Okay.
I'm listening to you on TuneIn Radio.
Super.
I heard many years ago that the failure rate of small business is 4 out of 5 in 5 years. Is that myth, or is there some truth to that statistic? Secondly, is it canted? Are we counting the little boy with the lemonade stand, or are we looking at businesses that have accrued a certain dollar amount? Second question, you talked about cash flow, and I don't know if we have enough cash flow. Is there a percentage? Is there a number we need to look at to determine whether or not cash flow is successful? As you say, you sleep at night, but that shouldn't be the only indicator. I appreciate your time. I'll listen to your answer through my headphones. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, John, and I was just wondering how fast you're running. That's a great call. Those are good questions. The first one, the failure rate, I think the statistics are pretty accurate. It is like 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5 businesses fail in the first 5 years. And one of the reasons, the leading reasons, and there was a survey done by this on this topic by the SBA and by some big banks and by some accounting firms, national accounting firms, and it was found that the leading reason, the number one reason, was people don't understand their cash flow.
Yep.
There are other reasons, like they went into it undercapitalized and they didn't have enough cash flow. They don't have a good marketing plan. They hired relatives. There are other reasons that contribute to that, but basically the underlying reason for failure is they run out of money. The second part of his question
was, to see, is there a set percentage? Is there something, a target that you have for your cash flow?
Yep. Typically that comes from your break-even analysis, because what you want to do is you want to understand how many widgets do I have to sell, or how many hours of time do I have to sell at a certain price to break even. And then nobody wants to just break even. You want to make a profit. So you add the profit to the fixed costs, and you run the rest of the break-even formula, and it'll tell you how much cash flow you need to generate that profit.
Okay.
Now, if you're talking to a lender, the lender's going to say you should have a debt service coverage ratio of 1.2 times or 1.2.5 times
Higher. And what is in that particular
formula? That's a measurement. You take the annual interest payments on your line of credit. You take your principal and interest payments on your term loans, and you add them all up. And let's just say that comes to $10,000 a year. All your debt service payments are $10,000 a year. The cash flow should be $12,000 or $12,500. And cash flow includes, in a rough sense, the net income of the company, add your depreciation expense, and add your interest expense, because you're taking the interest out when you're taking the debt out. So those three components are a quick way to get a read on the debt service coverage ratio, but a lot of folks forget to look at the balance sheet, because if you're on the accrual method of accounting and your receivables are going up, you're using cash.
Right, right.
So you got to look at the balance sheet as well.
Okay, so it's more than just a,
right,
a simple look at that.
But once they get it, once the business owner gets it and they understand it, they'll never go back without it. They go forward now.
Yeah, on that first part of that question regarding the percentages, one of the things that was proved is people who have come to score have a much higher success ratio, probably a 10% higher success ratio in that first 5 years than what people who, I think the term would be called striking out on their own, kind of an idea. So for those of you thinking about it, well, that's what we're here to do, is to help. So.
Yeah, you know, with the failure rate, you know, that high, you know, obviously with SCORE, you know, we've got many, you know, tools and resources that can help the small business owner. I'm just kind of curious, Tony, you know, from your perspective after all these years in business, is it truly the cash flow piece that probably is the biggest contributor to the failure beyond, you know, just, you know, business acumen or the ability to, you know, understand the business?
Yeah, it's interesting. That's a great question, Greg, because people ask, well, what is cash flow? And I'll use the human body as an analogy. We all run at about 98.6 degrees, roughly, is our body temperature. So if our body temperature goes up to 101, we know our body temperature up to 101, but what caused it? So if we have cash flow that's 1.25 times and it drops below 1 to 1, that's like the temperature being 100 degrees, 101, what caused it? And we won't know what caused the cash flow shortfall. It goes to your point. What are the decisions we're making every day that create our numbers? So if we don't have a budget and pay attention to it frequently, we're not thinking cash flow. We still run the company. We still make our decisions, but those decisions aren't going through that cash flow filter in our head. And we're not checking ourselves when we decide to send somebody to training, open up a new marketing program, start a new location, buy a piece of equipment, whatever it might be. We got to have a budget to make sure that we understand what the impact of that decision is on our cash flow.
Excellent. Another question, you know, many small businesses are either using an accounting firm or using an accounting package like, you know, QuickBooks or one of those kinds of things. How does Priora integrate with that kind of a system?
It's interesting. That's a great question because Priora Business is not an accounting system. It's a budgeting system. And a lot of clients have taken data from the accounting system, and they need to do that on a regular monthly basis and input the data into Priora Business. Once they build the budget, then monthly monitoring is taking four reports from the accounting system every month, input it into the Priora Business system. It's not an automatic download by design because I remember my dad used to tell me, you get out of it what you put into it. Put a little elbow grease into it. So if you're paying attention, like for 1 hour a month, it only takes you about an hour to put the numbers in from the accounting system, you're feeling your numbers. Now you're being reminded of what you were thinking about when you built the budget. Now you have a sense of you're on track or how far on track, how far off track, whatever it might be. So that's a great point.
Okay, well, it looks like we have another caller on the line for us here, Tony. So we have John. Are you there?
Hi, John. Still jogging.
Okay.
Hey, John.
Another question. I've been using 10 to 12% in my calculations on P&L for overhead costs, how about fixed costs. It's a number I picked out of my hat. As you can see, I don't have a lot of history here and don't have a lot of information, even though we've been in business for 22 years. Shame on me. Is that number a good starting point? 10 to 12% for fixed overhead costs. Thank you.
Did you catch? I didn't catch all that.
Okay. He was asking on 10 to 12% is what he uses as an estimate for fixed overhead.
Okay.
Is that a good number to use? How does that play?
Well, you don't really want to estimate fixed overhead costs. You want to calculate your fixed overhead costs. And when a business owner has been in business for 5 years or 1 year or 22 years or whatever it is, just go back to last year's year-end financial statement, look at the general ledger, and look at how many costs you had. Get the list of 25 costs, whatever number they are, and look at those costs, and that might include cost of goods sold. That's going to be a variable cost.
Right.
And then fixed costs are defined as those costs that you have to pay whether you sell something or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in business and I'm manufacturing tables and I have to buy a lot of wood and paint and things and I hire labor to build the tables, that's all variable cost. If the more tables I sell, the higher cost I'm going to have for cost of inventory, cost of labor. But my rent in my building or my loan payment on my building, I have to pay that every month even if I sell nothing for 6 years. I have to make that payment every month. So the distinction is a fixed cost is one you have to pay whether you sell anything or not.
Okay.
And then calculate what your fixed costs are and see what that is as a percentage of your total cost.
Right.
So that might be 10%.
Okay.
And a little tip, the higher the fixed cost percentage, the more difficult it is to make a good profit.
Absolutely, because, again, you have to be able to cover that with the number of units sold and understand exactly how that spreads.
Exactly right. Required outflow every month.
Yeah. Okay. All right. One of the other things we were talking about real quickly is how your program relates with bankers. You know, you have the budget. Can we just take a real quick answer on that?
Sure. The business owner wants to manage the banking relationship and not be managed by it. And I was a banker for 30 years. And Shakespeare said, never lender nor borrower be. And I was both. And so were you, Randy.
Yeah, right.
But when you're business, you're not going to go to the bank and be a consumer customer. You're a business customer, and the business lender is going to evaluate your request in business terms. Might be able to cover a little more on that right on the other side of the break.
Okay, yeah, why don't we do that? We're going to take a quick break then. This is Biz Talk that you're listening to here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing. Simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Okay, and welcome back once again to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. We have Greg Iyett as our co-host with me today, and our guest is Mr. Tony Bush. Tony, very, very good to have you. We've been generating a lot of questions today. One of the questions I'd like to ask is, how do people get in touch with you to find out more? Because obviously it's a popular subject.
Sure. You can reach me on my cell phone. That's 920-450-2840. And my website is Priora, that's P-R-I-O-R-A, C-F-M, as in cashflowmanagement.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can email me at tony@prioracfm.com.
Okay, and that way people can get in contact with you to find out all about the Priora system, how it may help them affect their business.
Right.
Okay. Yep. We had just left off a little bit with bankers and how your system works for bankers and with bankers.
Sure. When a business owner needs a loan from the bank or the business lender, because credit unions are doing it now too, as a business owner, you want to put together a business plan that's highly concentrated on the numbers and the written assumptions that support the numbers you're using in the plan. Then you take the plan to at least five different lenders, because lenders are looking at the business loan request as an asset. If they book that loan, that's an asset to the bank, to the lender. Mm-hmm. And they collect interest on it. So I encourage my business owners, my clients, to do a thorough job with their budget. And the Priora business system calculates leverage ratio, debt service coverage ratio, working capital. It's all in there mm-hmm. already. So you take that to the lender, and everybody wants to know what the company's going to do. They're interested in what happened in the past, but it's the future performance of the company that's going to pay back today's loans.
Okay.
So that's the importance of the presentation to the lender. But the lender's not looking at the business owner as a customer. They're looking at the business owner as a quality asset. Do I want to make a loan to this business, and what is the risk of not being repaid?
Mm-hmm.
And if in doing their evaluation, Priora Business addresses the concerns the banker's always looking at to determine that it's an acceptable risk of being repaid. There's not a risk of not being repaid.
Right.
It's acceptable.
So
they tend to get the loan.
And you're building that relationship on trust and understanding, knowing what
good
your numbers
communication.
Are. Right.
And the conversations between the lender and the borrower are more factual then, and not so emotional.
All right.
You got to have passion.
Yeah. But without the guessing and no surprises.
Not the emotion. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of fun, and the lenders get something out of it, and they have a better educated client, and there's less risk of not being repaid.
Okay. You mentioned, your systems. You had two or three different types that you have. What are they?
Yeah.
Who do you service in each case?
the primary two system, the two primary systems are Priora Business for the business owner. We've talked about that. And then there's Financializer, which is financial analyzer jammed into one word. And that's what lenders use. And lenders use it to underwrite the business loan request.
Okay.
So if they underwrite 1,000 loans, it builds a big database on the credit, on the lender's server.
Mm-hmm.
And then the management team and the lending institution can manage the risk in the entire loan portfolio.
Okay, and you
that's
found,
called Financializer.
Okay, so you found the putting those two together. If I'm as a as a business owner and the bank that I'm dealing with are using the two same systems, this makes life a whole lot easier.
It is, because it gets the business owner trained to look at their performance of their company through their cash flow filter, not just the profit filter.
Okay.
And if you could look at, like, the relationship you have, how would you define that relationship with the banker, Tony? I mean, what do you look for there?
Between the borrower and the lender?
And the lender, yes.
Yeah, the borrower and the lender have a very strong relationship. The lender has the gold, and he's got the golden rule. He's controlling the gold. But the business owner needs to think of themselves as an asset when they go to the bank. Don't think of yourself as a customer. Because the lender's not evaluating you as a customer. They're evaluating you as an asset which is going to repay them with the interest that you owe and the principal you owe back. So it's really important that the business owner understand how the lender's looking at them and then approach it that way. And then keep the lines of communication open. And the prior business system on one page of paper will print out the budget, the actual, the variance, month and year to date, the performance of the company on one sheet of paper. You can hand it to the lender, and you can manage your business that way.
Okay, good. Well, Tony, we've been having a very good discussion, as we normally do at this point in the time of the show. We're going to give you a short period of time to give us your biz tip. So your pearl of wisdom for the people out there.
Well, I guess my biz tip is going to be informed and understand how your business cash flow is operating and understand how your decisions are impacting the cash flow of your company.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to that point, you're never going to go back and you'll sleep better at night.
Okay.
But in order to do that, in order to get there, you can contact Priora, but you can also contact SCORE.
Okay.
Because SCORE has mentors who help out, as Greg's point earlier was, what are all the contributing factors that create a successful company? It's not just cash flow, but what makes cash flow successful? It's managing the IT, the marketing, the HR, strategic planning, and SCORE has all those resources available, free and confidential, for the motivated business owner.
Okay. All right. And one of the things I would put a plug in for is the Simple Steps program that we offer, that five-week course. And that, by the way, you teach one of the sessions on that, especially on the management of cash flow and how it all works. So for if you're thinking about going to business and so on, get a hold of Tony. Get a hold of us at SCORE, foxcities.score.org.
Yep.
And let us know what your needs are, and we'll try very much to help you.
I just want to say that I've been a member of SCORE for 11 years, and I've really I've valued the time that I've donated and volunteered to SCORE and helped a lot of business people and made some good friends in the SCORE chapter.
Okay, well, Tony, thank you very much. You've been listening to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.